All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, hour two, Sully's obsession. He thinks you guys are going to call about the National Football League. I do not. Therefore, I'm just going to talk about it like you don't exist. We'll just talk football. I don't know that the average Detroiter is going to watch these games this weekend. It's just this town doesn't work that way. It's too provincial. You only care about your teams. You're not like me. This weekend's the best weekend of football of the entire year. I don't think you can refute it. The divisional round gives me two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, and the national championship on Monday. That is a five-game lunchbox of quality. And it's real football at a high level. Wildcard weekend has a propensity to be a little ratty. That Seattle and Philly game was ratty. A Texas-Buffalo game was ratty. This weekend, you should get really high-caliber stuff, and you cap it with Clemson-LSU. I think it's the best weekend of the year. So, naturally, Sully, who fancies himself as a bit of an ESPN radio producer, had a great question, which is, which of these underdogs can do it this week? So, you want to rap? We'll rap. I'm just warning you, it's going to be the three of us, and we don't have any beers. So, it's going to be a short conversation. But I'm down to do it because I think divisional weekend generally makes it real hard on underdogs. Generally, I look at it and go, okay, one of these underdogs is going to turn the trick. I don't think it'll be more than that. Be very, very surprised if two of the four underdogs won. I think it could be mildly surprising if one of the four won. And the one game that everyone's going to pick just seems too easy, which would be Minnesota getting 7 from Frisco. Everybody and their mother who picked against them last week is now for them this week. And I think that's very dangerous. But go ahead. 248-539-9797. Let's see if Sully's right or wrong. I would love him to be right. But you guys are not watching these games. I know it. You know it. Your mother knows it. You're just not like me, and I'm not like you.
See, I think a lot of people are still watching these games.
Okay.
You don't think so? I know every single one of my friends is watching these games. Every single one of your friends is.
Your friends are 24, male, single,
no, they're
and gamblers.
Not. No, they're not. I think a ton of people locally are watching these games. And I think even people, to build on your point about this being the best football weekend of the year, if
it is,
love to hear if people agree or disagree with that, because it is such a fantastic football weekend, and you do throw in the national title game, which I can't wait for either. But Mike, in terms of the underdogs this week that have a chance to actually win the game, sure, Vikings, I agree. I think a lot of people will say that. I think the Vikings are going to be in that game. But also, as crazy as it sounds, I wouldn't rule out the Titans. And I know everyone loves the Ravens, and the Ravens are the, by far, how dare you say that, they're the Super Bowl team. And I get the hype. They've been great. But Tennessee's playing well right now, man. They've really got something there. They've Tannehill's playing really well. Derrick Henry's playing really well. And I think that they're a well-coached team where they're going to be able to stay in the game. I don't think Baltimore just completely blows them out.
Mark Ingram's healthy, they win by double digits. The difference between having Mark Ingram and not is almost 2.5 yards a carry. With Mark Ingram, they're averaging almost 6.5 yards a carry. Without Mark Ingram, 4.2. That's really what it boils down to. Now, with the calf injury, he returned to practice. He should be good to go. If Mark Ingram's right, the Titans are dead. And I love the Titans. I picked them to beat the Pats. Just keep your points. But this weekend, the wrong team was favored last weekend. The Patriots are no good. The Ravens have made a habit of crushing people. And if Tennessee's got to get in a bit of a track meet, and Tennessee's got to get a game, and it's a race to 30, it's not happening.
See, and you say the easy thing to do is for people to pick the Vikings, and I think you're right about that, with the fact that last week no one counts them. And now this week everyone's on them. I get that. But I think, though, Mike, the easy thing for people to do, and it's something that I disagree with, The easy thing is for people just to say, oh, Russell Wilson, Seattle. They're going to get there. It's what, four and a half points? They're going to get it done.
Yep.
That's, if anything, the game I feel most strongly about this week is Green Bay covering and beating Seattle. I think Green Bay wins by at least 10 points and they pull away late. I know there's some stuff with the weather. I get that. But
that Seattle team, they got no running backs left. It's Russell Wilson versus everybody. The only reason the Seahawks are here is Carson Wentz got hurt 9 plays into that game, and they still barely got out of Philadelphia with a dub. I'm not interested. Of the 4 games, that's the one I got the least juice for.
I know.
I hope the Pack crush Seattle. I cannot stand Seattle.
Yet that's the spread that's the lowest at 4.5. All the other games are 7 and 9.5, basically.
I think Texans and Kansas City, that's the rematch of Week 6. People are sleeping on the Chiefs. Everyone's all Ravens happy. You realize Chiefs have the best defense in football since week 11? Andy Reid off a bye week is a demon. I love Kansas City in that game. What's the spread? Don't care. Kansas City by 10. Let's go. But yeah, I'm okay with your confidence on Green Bay. If Green Bay loses this game to Seattle, the conversations about Aaron Rodgers are going to intensify.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of pressure on Rodgers right now.
You cannot lose this game. Cannot lose this game.
But, do people out there, though, and
Mike, the answer's no.
I've seen texts right now. Mike, I'm absolutely watching these. Our football's terrible here. I love watching games like this.
Does it make you realize how far away your football team is?
Oh, of course, watching this weekend will.
The level of quality, what it takes. Nuts.
But do you think that, especially with Green Bay and Seattle, I've been a Russell Wilson slap all year. Yes, but I really do think that Green Bay just wins this game. And I don't know. I'm all for when people have said, hey, I trust Wilson. He's been incredible. He's really just finds a way to win games. And I agree with all that. But
Seattle,
I can't do it this week.
Seattle shouldn't be here. Period. They got a gift from God that went out 9 plays in. They shouldn't be here. I have no problem with that, Mike, where you're saying the shortest spread is your biggest level of fine with that. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to pick a touch. You're going to pick a touchdown underdog highest on your confidence list. You think Kirk Cousins is going to go back-to-back weeks on the road? He didn't really have to do a lot, made a couple nice throws, but he didn't win some duel with Drew Brees. He didn't win some shootout with Drew Brees. Drew Brees played god-awful. The Vikings basically had to get to 20 points. Game over. I don't know. Am I ready to pick him to go to Frisco and do it? No.
Is that the outcome? And I'll ask you this, too. Is that the outcome that would surprise you most?
No. Surprise me most would be the AFC if either of the road teams turn the trick. Houston going into Kansas City or Titans going into Baltimore, I'd be stunned. Stunned. The NFC, there's more vulnerability. Frisco, we don't know about Jimmy G. We don't know how that team's going to react. They've never been in this spot. Green Bay, look, we've talked about it. They haven't played the same caliber of football. Russell Wilson's a unicorn. That's
what I was going to say. If you were in a cave this weekend, didn't watch any games, and I texted you on Monday and said, Mike, the Seahawks went to Green Bay and they won.
Then you're in Vegas.
Do you think you'd be surprised at that outcome?
Surprise, yes. Shock, no.
Okay.
No. Shock would be Bill O'Brien went to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs.
Beat the Ravens.
Be like,
yeah.
What? 248-539-9797. Sully, it's a proud moment. I'm very proud of you.
I have confidence in our local Detroiters and all the people out there that they are watching these games this week.
Very proud of you. Mea culpa, Michael. This is a beautiful thing. Phone calls, talking about real football on a rainy Friday.
I can't tell if you're patronizing me or not, but I'll take it.
No. Take a lie detector test. I'm very proud of you. And David, I have to admit, David said something very rude to me pre-show because I said, David, I just don't think people are going to rock and roll with this. And he said a couple things I won't repeat on the air, but David, I'll still apologize to you.
Yeah, please do, because they're rocking and rolling. I haven't been able to speak on the topic because I'm just answering phones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.